Rabbi Simon Nun Gimel Tis Dalad, the Shulchan Aruch has all the details of who is right to be a Shliach Tzibur. There are three different categories that are discussed here. Three different categories. One category is who can serve as a Shliach Tzibur even on a one-shot affair, just for one occasion, even if you have nobody else. Let's say you have 10 people. No one knows how to say the Shemoneh Esrei by heart. Let's say Bizman HaGemar, that one person would recite the Shemoneh Esrei and everybody would be Yaitse. He would be Macy the Eilam of the Kiyim. So whom can you have serve as the Shliach Tzibur? That's one question. And there's another question, whom can you appoint as a Shliach Tzibur the Kriyas? The Mana is Shliach Tzibur. It's a different question. The Mana needs to appoint him the Kriyas, but he should be the Chazan. That's a question of Minu Yisrael. So there could be people who are kosher to serve as a Shliach Tzibur, but they're not right to be Menunim as a Shliach Tzibur. And then there's a third category, who's right to be the Shliach Tzibur and a Tainus Tzibur. There are different makoros for these dinim. One source is the Mishnah Megillah, that you can't have a kotel before Bar Mitzvah, serving as a Shliach Tzibur. So that's not speaking about appointing him to Kriyas as a Shliach Tzibur. Even on one occasion, you have, let's say, 25 people in the room and nobody knows how to daven. You have a minyan, nobody knows how to daven. So you want to have a kotel and daven the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. So you might see everybody, so the Mishnah says you can't, because since he's not Mechuyibah Dovah, he can't serve anyway, like a kohen can't feed about the king, even though there's no one else, and no one has a little shelter, they won't be yaitzim. He's going to be the one. And even if they won't have anybody recite the Shemoneh Esrei, you won't accomplish anything by having the kohen. Let's say the only one in the shul who knows how to blow shofar, the kid is not by mitzvah. You don't say, well, let's pray, unless the kid is not by mitzvah, blow shofar, and we'll be yaitzim the mitzvah. You won't be yaitzim absolutely anything. You don't accomplish anything by having the kid blow for the tzibur. Let him blow for himself. The kohen can be made himself kiyah shofar. And you can't be Mike to the Tzibur. So the same over here, that's the Mishnah Megillah, that even if the only one in the whole shul who knows how to recite the Shemoneh Esrei out loud is the Kotov, the Kotov before Bar Mitzvah, he cannot be Mike to the other, so you gain absolutely nothing. You tell him to daven a Tzibur Baracha, she won't gain anything by daven a Tzibur of the Kovro. That's the Mishnah Megillah. Then there's a Mishnah in Tainus, Mishnah in Tainus, and the details in the Gemara in Tainus, and there's a Tainus Tzibur, that's an Eis Tzora. It goes a Tainus one, there's a big Eis Tzora. It's not raining, and nothing grows in Eretz Yisrael. Not like today, that they can import the grain from America. They'll get from somewhere else. If nothing grows, nothing grows. So they're going to starve a whole year. There won't be anything to eat. But that's a real ice store, or whatever other ice store there happens to be that they're going to find us for. So the Mishnah says that when you have a person daven on a tiny tzibur, it has to be a person that's in tziv dalit. It's reka me'aveira. A wonderful person has a good reputation. A fellow Bialdito, he had a good reputation. Has to be humble. Has to be what else? Has to be a person who knows Tanakh. Not too many people. Has to be a person who knows Tanakh. All these conditions. So these are special qualifications for the Shliach Tzibur B'Eistor. The Mishnah Berurah says that those qualifications, these qualifications probably apply. Even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is also considered a Torah. Those are Yimei Hadin. If the whole world is being judged on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, so that's Yimei Hadin, just as Chomer as any Tainus Tzibur. Yom Kippur is a Tainus Tzibur. But Rosh Hashanah, which is not, it's also Yom Kippur. These are the three categories. And then the Mishnah Berurah keeps on adding more things that are L'chatchilah. L'chatchilah should have this, and B'di'avad, it goes without that also. In Yiddish there's an expression, Chazanim Zaymin Aradim, that Chazanim Afur. Why is he called the Chazan? A Shliach Tzibur, we understand. The Mishnah says that he's the Shliach HaTzibur. The Mishnah, in fact, in Brachas, the only time the Mishnah says Shlucha Shaladim Tamaisa, Soloveitchik pointed it out. It's an interesting phenomenon. The Gemara has the cross, Shlucha Shaladim Tamaisa. Mishnaisa. Ishma Kaddish Bob Shlucha, Ishma Kaddish Bob Shlucha. The only time the Mishnah has that expression now, that Shlucha Shlodim Kimoisa, is the Mishnah in Brachas by Chazaras Hashatz. And Chazaras Hashatz also actually thought that it wasn't really a din of Shlucha. When you send the Shliach to be the Kaddish and Isha, send the Shliach to be the Ger, to receive the Ger, and strictly speaking, it's the principle of Shlucha Shlodim Kimoisa, Shlucha. When you have a Shliach Tzibur function on behalf of the Tzibur, he didn't think that it's really a din of Shlucha Shlodim Kimoisa. That's what the Mishnah has it. That if the Shliach Tzibur was tall, if he fumbles and he doesn't, he's not able to daven properly. So we say that it's a siman ra'al shochal because neshu shluchos shlodim kemoisai, that he is sent on behalf of the tzibur. So if he stumbles in the middle of the davening, it's a siman ra'al for the tzibur on whose behalf he is done. So the because of the fact that the Mishnah calls him a shliach tzibur, and the Mishnah says shluchos shlodim kemoisai, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that you cannot have a person serve as a shliach tzibur unless the tzibur is master. Has to be the haskamas tzibur, because he's functioning as the shliach tzibur. When you say he's functioning as the shliach tzibur, though, the Mishnah Berurah says that's when he's davening Shmoneh Esrei to be mitzi the tzibur on behalf of the tzibur. What if he's just so then he has to be merutz of the kohen. What if he's not davening Shmoneh Esrei to be mitzi the tzibur? Let's say he's just saying Kaddish. The guy's a novel and he says Kaddish. Or a Meirut, where the Shmiach Tzibur isn't making anybody anything. He just says Baruch Hu. Just Baruch Hu and Kaddish. That's all. But the Mishnah Berurah says it could well be. He quotes regarding a novel that says Kaddish doesn't have to be Meirut to the Tzibur. Let's say there's a novel, a person has yard side, and the people in the community can't stand it. And then they Bedafki don't want him to be the Shmiach Tzibur. So the thing is, he's not allowed to serve as the Shmiach Tzibur. He's possible, because it's not Meirut to the Tzibur. And even though he has a Chiyah, the chiyuvim don't help. You can have a chiyuv from today to next year. If you're not meaning to look out, you're not allowed to down for him. But what happens if the people can't stand him and want to say Kaddish? And Kaddish, he doesn't have to be to look out. Not being mighty them. Kaddish means that he's saying Kaddish, but he can't recite the Kaddish without a minyan because it's a davar shebikdush. He's not being mighty the tzibur, Zechai Vashem, to say that he's davening on the Yid. Meir of the Mishnah Berurah suggests that maybe also there's no need for the roots of the kohol for Meir, because all he says is Baruch Hu. And Kaddish. So he's saying the Kaddish as the Chazan, he says Kaddish Piskabo. So he suggests also maybe it's not the same as Shmoneh Esrei. Exactly to what extent does he have to be with that Mishnah Berurah, that Meirah? That's what it is. The Meirah could be different. Where? Yeah, I don't know. Is it on Sifyut? When Mechaba talks about mine, I don't think so. We'll learn, we'll see. There's another reason why you need Merutza Lekohol that the Magen Avraham talks about. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba doesn't talk about that so much. The Magen Avraham has it, based on a Mechaba, that when you appoint a Chazan B'Kviyas, that's called a Sarara, that's called a Hismanus. And there's a Gemara in Brachas on Daf Nun Hey, the name of Manim Parnas Al Atzibur, Alan Kainim Lachim Bahem Tchilo, the Gemara learned it from a Pasuk. Ru Kor Hashem B'Shev Mitzal Ben Chuy L'Mata Yehuda, and so on. So the Gemara says, what is the Pshat in the Pasuk? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Bnei Yisrael, I'm interested in having you appoint Bezalel in charge of the Melechet HaMishnah. Why should he? And ask them for their approval. Ru Kor Hashem, me, Ru. Are you masking? Abnei Yisrael masking. What do you mean, are they masking? So Baruch Hu wants to appoint Bezalel. What's the need for the haskama of the tzibur? So why the Rashi in that pasuk, whenever you appoint a panis al tzibur, a tzraris, some hisnanus, you have to be minuach behem tchilo. And the Magen Avraham points out over here, when you appoint a rabbi in the community, or you appoint a chazan b'kviyas, not time you pick on a guy today that he should be the shliach tzibur, you appoint a chazan b'kviyas, then it's also an inyan of tzrara and hisnanus on the tzibur. The Mishkan Es Yankiv has a basis. In Tainus basis. There is a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch whether a ger can serve as the chazan or not. What's the issue that they're disputing? There is a Mishnah in Bikurim that says that a ger, here it's in Siman Nun Gimel Sif Yutet, Yesh Manim Gemel Yesh Leach Tibur, Vinitchu Divrayim. We don't pass them like those who shine. What's the issue? Because the Mishnah says in Bikurim, a ger is chayv in all the mitzvahs like everybody else. A ger is chayv in havorat bikurim. What about a mikra bikurim? Now, mikra bikurim, you have to say the parasha kichsovo. You can't just say your own nusach. You have to say, Arami Yavadovi, exactly kichsovo. You're going to leave out a pasuk that's not called kichsovo. Not only do you have to say the psukim that you're saying properly, if you leave out one pasuk, even what you said is also not kichsovo. Because you didn't say the whole parasha that you're supposed to say. So you have to say, Arami Yavadovi, and you have to say, Vayivyena lamachem hazavit alam hazavit. So the Tana in the Mishnah in Bikurim says that a ger, how can a ger say Hashem Yishba'al Hasein Elas Islanu? He's not biologically a descendant from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov. So it's not Yishba'al Hasein Elas Islanu. A ger is maybe the Enochor.
I'd let the ger say the first few psukim and leave out that part. So the answer is no, that'll also be a lack of kichsov. You don't say, well, say as much as you can. No. You only say half, you don't say the rest. That's a lack of kichsov. I don't know. It's a good question. Once it's sort of the editorial week, doesn't necessarily mean literally. This will have a shame of us as long. I don't know. It's a good question. So the Mishnah says a gear is maybe the editorial, he cannot recite Mikra Bikurim because he can't say a lot of the same. And who had the Nami when the gear, let's say, benches Chanukah list and he says, Shasim Nisim La Bisena, but Yamahem is Manazet, he can't say La Bisena, I say Shasim Nisim La Bisena, he swear, but Yamahem is Manazet. Or who had the Nami when he gets Abish Manesh, he cannot begin a Lokain, but okay, Abisena, he has to say, okay, okay, Abisena, okay, Abisena, okay, okay. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Bright, the Yerushalmi quotes, there is no Bavli on Mishnah's Bikurim, the Yerushalmi quotes a Bright on that Mishnah that the Rav Yehuda disagrees with the Mishnah. So the question is, how do you fasken? Machlok is the Stam Mishnah against Rav Yehuda and the Bright. The Tosis in Amechas Hasvino has a Machlok is Satanoi. Tosis has a Machlok is Harishayim. They read the Rabbeinu Tam, how you fasken. And the Rambam has the famous letter to Rabbeinu Avadya Hager, where he says that we pasken, the Yachazaki pasken like that, and his letter to Rabbeinu Avadya Hager says we pasken like the Bryce of Rav Yehuda in the Yerushalmi against the Mishnah. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the name of Avram Avinu from Avram to Abraham, and he explained why, that the name Abraham means Av Hamon Goy Misaticha, what does that mean? That Avram Avinu is considered, what does it have to mean? Pirush Aminu. Av Hamon Goy Misaticha. What's the Pirush Aminu? So the Rambam explains that Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda and Yerushalmi says that the Ger may say Nishvala Adesene, Shalasa Nishma Adesene, and he doesn't say your reason. I don't know why. Neither the time of the Mishnah nor Rabbi Yehuda. No one says your time. I don't know why. It's a good question. Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa says because Abraham's name was changed to Abraham means Av Hamongoy, means that Abraham is the Av for all of the Gerim who are born Lachsos Tahas Kafi Ashkina. What does that mean? That an Av is not necessarily a biological father. Sometimes the word Av means biological father. Sometimes, who is the father of the revolution? Who was the father of the revolution? I don't know. George Washington? I forgot about it. The founding father of the United States. What the founding fathers mean? Biological fathers. That all the people in the United States are biological descendants from the other population. George Washington. It doesn't mean founding fathers. Father means the one who had this idea, the one who was Malamed. Those who follow in his footsteps are called his children. Like B'nai Hanavim. What do you mean, B'nai Hanavim? They were the children. It means the Talmidim. Talmidim, Kuyim, Banim. Shinantam Levanecha, Eilat Talmidim, the Gemara. The Gemara knows what B'nai Hanavim refers to physical children. And the second parasha of Kriyashma. The first parasha of Kriyashma that it says, Shinantam Levanecha, so the Chacham have a tradition that means Eilu HaTalmidim. It doesn't refer to biological children. So the word Banim sometimes means those who follow and not Hashkofa, B'nai Torah, B'nai Akiva. Whatever. What does it mean, B'nai? It doesn't mean that they're biological children. Means that they follow in that sheet, so that if they're called Banim, so the founder of that sheet can be called the Av. So that's what Avram is called, Av Hamon Goyim. What does it mean? He's an Av for all of those who follow in the sheet of the Jewish religion. That's how we pass it. That's how the Ibn Ezra says in the beginning of Parashas told us. Hey, they told us Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham Hailel as Yitzchok. So why did he say twice? Told us Yitzchok ben Avraham. Avraham Hailel as Yitzchok. Like a repetition. So Rashi explains that in the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu clasped upon Shal Yitzchok. He looked mamish like the spitting image of Avraham, that people shouldn't say that the Avimelech Nishabra Sarah, that Tani Adar was saying the Avimelech Nishabra Sarah, she was living with Avraham so many years, she had no children, and then all of a sudden she stays overnight with a guy, and then she becomes pregnant a couple of months later, she has a soon after she has a baby. So it doesn't indicate that it must have been that the father of the child was somebody other than Avram. So the Medrash says that's the pshat. Avram Hevelet Yitzchok. Everybody can tell because he looked exactly like Avram, like his father. And Ibn Ezra has a different interpretation. Ezra calls Yitzchok ben Avram. Avraham Hevelet Yitzchok, just like the word Bain sometimes means not a biological son, means one who follows in a certain hashkafa. So too, the word Av doesn't always mean a physical or biological father, means the founder of a sheep that people follow. So to the word holy sometimes means legadel or lelamei, and to educate someone. As it says later, Ibn Ezra quotes, I think, Gamre Racha ben Menashe, Yuldu al Birke Yosef. What does it mean, Yuldu? Yuldu al Birke Yosef, he delivered the babies. Yosef was an obstetrician. He delivered the babies, he was a grandfather. Gamre Racha ben Menashe, these were his great grandchildren. you'll draw bigger yeses. So the pshat is no, gudlu al birkei yeses. It means that he used to raise them, he used to be mecharef them, and he taught them over the Torah that he had learned by his father, Yankov Avinu. And here also, the word yuldu over there, just like Dane is lavdavke, not lavdavke, has two meanings. It has a biological sense of its son, and it has a sense of one who follows in a sheep. And the word av has two meanings, the word laholid has two meanings. So here it says, Eilus of Jesus ben Abraham, Yitzchak was the son of Abraham. Abraham holiness Yitzchak means that he was melamed Yitzchak, that he gave Yitzchak all the Torah that he discovered, all the nevuahs that he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole Ashkafas Olam that he had developed and that he had been mekabel from the nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here also, that's what it means that Abraham is the Av HaMongol. So the Ger, we passed in Allah, so the 2 days in places. So it says, Yesh Manim Ger Meliyash Liach Tzibur. Why? Because if the Ger is going to be the Chazim, how is he going to daven Chazaras HaShat? So Lekeinu Lekei Avos Yisrael. What kind of Chazaras HaShat? So the Tzibur, they have to have a Lekeinu Lekei Avos Yisrael. They're not supposed to have a Lekeinu Lekei Avos Yisrael. They're supposed to say their Nusach. The Ger can't say that Nusach. He has to say, Lekeinu Lekei Avos Yisrael. So you're not supposed to have him as a Shlech. He's going to say the wrong Nusach. He can't say their Nusach. And then that's supposed to be Yotze with his Nusach. But he had to be someone that would be Yotze. If I davish my Nusach and I say, Lekeinu Lekei Avos Yisrael, I'm also Yotze. But that's not the proper Nusach. That's why Yesh Monim Ger, Meliyash Leach Tzibur, it's not proper to have the Ger serve as a Chaz. He's going to say the improper Nusach as far as the Tzibur is concerned. The Nitzchud Nivraim, why? Because we pass like the Rambam, like the other day in Taisus and Payalot in Amechas HaSvino and Baba Basra, like the Yerushalmi, like the Bryson Yerushalmi, like Abuda, that a Ger is called a descendant of Avram, of Avos Yisrael, because Av HaMongol Nusach Tichot. And it's there, fills in Achumish, it fills in the rest. I say, Lekeinu Lekei Avos Yisrael, the father, the God of our forefathers, of Lekei Avram Lekei Yankov. Avram Avinu is called Av HaMongol. We see Yitzchak and Yankov are also called the founding fathers of the Jewish religion. We say, Lo'niku Avos El Shloshet. There are three founding fathers. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov. Where does it say that? The Pasuk only says Avraham is Av HaMongol. How did the Gemara know that Yitzchak and Yankov? Obviously in the Shemana Esri we assume so. Where does it say that? So then it see if it has in his B'yom HaFumish and the footnotes on the bottom. Let's see. Figures out from Sukkot. It shows you based on the Sukkot and where that Pasuch, Av HaMongolim, Avram was declared by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was one of the founding fathers of our religion, so Yitzchak and Yankov are also declared as such. Not really Beferish in the Pesukim, because there is Ritvah. Because there is Ritvah Baal Basra, I think that the Ritvah shows how the Chachamim must have understood the Pesukim. So the Mishkanot Yankov has a tshuva, he says, Pilei Ploy. He doesn't understand how come the Rishonim, the Achrayim, in Sif Yutes, everybody has a fight about the Ger. Yeah, no, the Maskan is a Ger. How come no one points out that you're not permitted to appoint a Ger to the Hispanos of the Sirorer of being a Shlev Tziva Kavua? Says he thinks it's a double pashut that the whole machleg is over here only is, are you allowed to allow the gear to daven on a one-shot basis? Pay. You need someone to daven panam, so you pick you daven panam. So the shot is, but if you're a gear and you're not going to say, okay, no, okay, I'll be saying, or you're going to say, okay, I'll wait Israel, so it's not proper to have you serve as a shlech tzibur. We're going to appoint you to kzir. You should be the chazan. He says that's zicharos. And he says he doesn't understand why nobody points it out. Because the Gemara has in Perek Mrs. Chalitza, you're not permitted to appoint a gear to any position of Sror, not only to be a melech. Some person will lach melech, mikere v'achecha tos losuch lotzalach yishnacha shalo yachichu. Mikere v'achecha means mimulcha shabachecha. That's that big yichas. Not only a nochri, an akum. Losuch lotzalach yishnacha, it doesn't only refer to a non-Jew. Not permitted to appoint a non-Jew to be the melech. It even refers to a ger. It has to be mimulcha shabachecha. And the Gemara says the Ferish in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza that you're not permitted to appoint a ger, the Mishkan Tzankim says, to the lowest level of Sror. One can imagine what's the lowest level of Torah, the Gabbai Tzadok. I don't know why he considers that the lowest level of Torah. Because he interprets the Gemara like that. Afila Lemanuye. Afila Lemanuye. A person, the Bavel, to appoint him as the Gabbai Tzadok in Bavel, the Gemara says Afilu. So he says that the Gemara means to say that that's the lowest level of Torah. Obviously, the Gemara says that's the lowest. Everything else is higher than that. Why is that considered a Torah? To be the janitor, to wash the floors of the Torah. The Gemara asks that. Why is that considered a Shurah? So the Gemara says, because Mimashkinim Allah Tzaka. He does have a position of authority. If the Gabbai feels that he's not giving the proper amount of the Tzaka that he should give, so the Gabbai has a right to grab a Mashkin from him, to force him to give. So the Gemara says, therefore, being appointed as a Gabbai Tzaka is not just being a janitor. It's not some a menial job. It's not some like being a secretary. It's considered a position of Shurah. So why is it Afilu? He's going to force me to give $100,000. Quite a throw. That's the highest sort of being the attention, not the attention. Everybody talks in the middle of Davini anyway. What's the sort? The Gabbai stuck, you gotta watch out, he can force you to give him $100,000. So the Mishnah is thanking and says, no, but how often is he going to use this power? How often does he use the power? Once in a year, he forces somebody to give the doctor. Usually, yes, it goes on to Pushkin. Everybody gives. How often does it come that a guy's not gonna want to give? So he says, that's what the Gemara considers. Firstly, the Bavel to be the Munah, to be the Gabbai's doctor, is considered the lowest level of his manus, because he doesn't use that Sarara all the time. He really exercises that Sarara. He says, but to be the Chazan, the Kvitz, daven every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, or to daven every day of the week. With the Shat Tavua, that is a Svara Bikvi. It says in Shulchan Aruch that it's considered a Svara. It says in the Shulchan Aruch that every position of Svara goes over the Yerusha. This is in Yerudeya, in Hilchot Talmud Torah. They talk about appointment, the Gabbois goes over the Yerusha, whether the Rabbanus goes over the Yerusha, and Machlokes and Sachrayim. Here the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, he doesn't go into it. On page 168, Mishnah Berurah Nun Gimel, is taught in Pei Gimel. Some say that does not go be usual. This is mamish less than one line. See? I start in Pei Gimel. Less than one line in Mishnah Berurah. There's so much in the Tshuvas, so much in Achrayim about that. That was main issues in Europe, Machlekes and Kehillas. Whether Rabbanus goes to Yerusha, whether the son-in-law can get, how does the daughter Yarshan the Rabbanus? So you say the daughter Yarshan the Rabbanus and the Baal takes it from her, so on. Does the grandson take it? Does the son-in-law, does the son, the grandson, does people want this one that? So much, and Mishnah Berurah writes less than one line. That's the whole thing. Didn't want to get involved in the Machlekes, I guess. In every Kehillah, there were Machlekes about this, whether the Rabbanus goes to Yerusha. But the premise is that the Shleach Tzibur goes to Yerusha. Why? Because that's the klal in Yerusha, it's based on Yomar. The man yach yamim amam lach tohu vana b'keri so. The pasuk in Chumash Dvarim that the melech, when he dies, transmits the meluche to his son, who vana b'keri so. Of course, Rashi quotes in the sixth grade, if the ben is roi lachach, if it's not roi lachach lach, if the son is an idiot, it's not. If it's roi lachach, then it goes b'irusha. So that din that malchus goes b'irusha is not limited dafki to malchus. So I post him kol nesim is b'mashma. It goes on any. His man is any surah. So sometimes it goes on any surah, number one, then a gear to gear. But you have to have the afkin, move choshabachach, gear of achach. You're not allowed to point a gear to any man. It's number two, that who won the carisa goes to Yerusha, that goes on any his man. That's why there's a machlok. What about Rabbanus? What? Rabbanus is a surah. The Pharisee, Rabbanus is a surah. The question whether it goes to Yerusha is a different question because Torah doesn't go to Yerusha. Because Torah doesn't go to Yerusha. So maybe on principle, we cannot say that it goes to Yerusha. Malchus, what's the difference? Gotta pick somebody to be a Melch. Someone has to be a Kohen. Because every generation you're gonna vote who should be the Kohen. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo already picked that. Aaron is one of the tribes, so goes be Yerusha. Malchus. Someone has to be the Melech. Everybody's wrong. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo already picked over the Melech, and it goes be Yerusha. Sarara, someone has to be the Gabbai. But Torah, anyway, someone has to be the Rabbi, so we'll point you, and it'll go be Yerusha. No, but Dafke Torah doesn't go be Yerusha. Torah goes, whoever learns. In the next generation, if someone else learns, not a descendant of the people who learned in this generation, they'll be. The descendants of the Rabbanim may be Gaboyim. They may be have some other Sorah, but they don't necessarily have to have the Sorah of learning. That's why there's a Machlokes in Yuchad on Torah, because Torah B'davki shouldn't go be Yerusha. But it doesn't mean because Rabbanim is not a Sorah. Rabbanim is a Sorah. The Pashtus is that you're not allowed to appoint a Ger as a Rabbi. You can't appoint a Ger as a Rabbi. That's a Sorah. The Gemara talks about appointing a Ger to be a member of a Bezin. That's a violation of a Sorah. To be a member of a Bezin is a Sorah. For a Ger to be a Rabbi is a Sorah. To give smicha to a ger, that per se is not a soror. So the question is, what's the ger? We have ger learning the yeshiva and the smicha session. What's he going to do with the smicha? What's he going to do with the smicha? He can't go into rabban. So he's going to have a ger, a shul full of ger. A ger can be have a soror over other ger. If you say he afilu persons above him, even this is the rabbi, the is the highest position of the rabbi.
But the
rabbi
is stuck in his top, in his domain, he's the boss, back factor. He might appoint his workers or
in Shulchan Aruch, they talk about the chazan and the chazan sheni. The point of chazan dikvi is that an off Shabbat and he should daven. That's also considered. The assistant mechazen is also considered a Torah. Says in the Shulchan. The Pasha says the assistant rabbi of the Pasha should also be considered a Torah. That's one of the problems with women rabbis. A woman may not be appointed as a Torah. It's rare. The Ashen's on the first. The son tells Malach and Malach. Malach will I mouth.
Father?
Father
women.
Father women. Okay. If you have a shul of only women. Okay. Like if you have a shul of only gerim, so you're permitted to appoint a ger as a thrower over again. So if you have a woman who's going to have a shul of only women, okay. For the women's minion, for the women's prayer group, you can have a women rabbi. Okay. No problem. But that a woman should be appointed over a man, the Rambam says that that din of Melech Loi Malka is not limited dafke to Malka, just like the other two dinim, that goes Birusha is not limited dafke to Malka, those are only one Yisrara. The other din of Mikael Vachech Mimukho Shevachecha, that you're not permitted to appoint a gear to a position of Yisrara. So the Rambam says the same is true regarding Nashim. But Moshe disagrees with Rambam. He thinks that halacha Melech Loi Malka is only by Malkas and doesn't apply to other positions of Yisrara. So he doesn't quote any sort, he just thinks the Rambam is wrong. But the sixth, it says the famous answer, the sixth are not tossing, melech by malta, mekan she'em emanem parnosa ala tzibur. It's not only by malta, it's the famous against that Moshe. The Ramosha has an alayda in Shuvah, an alayda volume of Shuvah, we discussed it. When they appointed Golda Meir, as the Rosh HaMem Shalah, the Ramosha was attacked in Hamor, in the Torah journal, it's called Hamor, that the government in Israel appointed Golda Meir as the Rosh HaMemshalah. That's all because of Rav Moshe. It's all Rav Moshe's fault, because he wrote in his Tshuvas that a woman is only possible to be appointed for Malchus and for any other position of Sarah permissible. So Moshe had a print in his Sefer in a later volume of Igros Moshe. He writes, that's utterly ridiculous. You think that those people read my Tshuvas? They don't care what I have to say. They would have appointed anybody notwithstanding what I would have said. It has nothing to do with me, and it's not my fault. So that's the time of the Mishkanot Yankim has. But in Sif Yutes, when they discuss the issue with the Ger, Pilei Tloim, that they don't say that there are three different categories of a Shliach Tzibur and a one shot affair, a Shliach Tzibur Hismanis and a Shliach Tzibur for Yamim Naroim and for Tainis. They say, sorry, he hugged me out with all the additional conditions. Why didn't they point out that Ger, the whole Machlek, the whole issue of Ger, is only the Kuroi Miyama, not the Hismanis, but the Hismanis is an Issa, that you're not permitted to appoint a Ger. Zvara was a Neviah. Zvara was one of the Neviahs. It says that he shafta as Yisrael. It doesn't mean that necessarily she was appointed. No one was memana her. People, let's say Rav Lezer Shach. Was he ever appointed at anything? Chazanish, Rizkurov. They were never appointed. They had no... Lezer Shach was appointed at Magid Shia. Rizkurov was a rabbi in Bristol. So, but when they came to Eretz Yisrael, he was never appointed at anything. The people came to ask him Shilas. They came to ask him anything. So he was never appointed at anything. They recognized their qualities, whatever. And they discussed things with him. So Shach, Zorah was an Isha who had Ruach HaKodesh. She was one of the seven Nevi'ahs. So the people saw that she's a very bright, intelligent woman, that she has a direct pipeline to heaven. So he Shach, they said, oh, you have to come to her with a lot of issues. But she was never appointed with any Hismana, the Pashtun. So we pass on Allah that a Ger can be the Shliach Tzibur. The Prima Gadim quotes what's a deal from Achreinim whether a ger is mitzvah to a minion? And then next, maybe it's in the next simon, Nun Hei. In simon Nun Hei, the Shulchan gives you all the details. Who is mitzvah to the minion, who is not? There's a Nun Hei, you can only say Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu and so on, only if you have a minion. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishnah Megillah, the Mishnah Kedusha, needs a story, because it says the Mikdash to be served when Yisroel says cut and base. Page 170, cut and base in Simon Nun, hey? And that's the Besech B'nai Yisrael, say, you learn how to take and what's the later Haroa Hazois? Let's see, and that's the Besech B'nai Yisrael, I think it's going to show the Tech Tech in Miraglin, let's see, but what's the later Haroa Hazois? Yotza Yeshua B'Kolei. You see that the word Eda means Tech, and how do you see that the word Tech means Tech? There's another process, no? There's a pasuk missing in the Mishnah Berurah. I already forgot, what's the missing pasuk? How do you see that the word Teich has a shachas with the word Eda? That's the Teich B'nei Yisrael. What's the Teich Eda? Arua Hazot. You see, the word Toich has the same connotation as whatever the word Eidah has the connotation of it. The word Eidah has the connotation of Ten. Right, missing that quote. So the Shulchan Aruch there quotes all the details. Who is Mitzuruf to a minyan? So it doesn't say the Ferish. Says women are not Mitzuruf, and Avadim has to be Bnei Chorin, and the Kotten is not Mitzuruf, but one Kotten, and Machlekes, so they can insert one Kotten or not. Nitchudivrei, and says Dalad, whether nine Gedolim and one Kotten. So what's the din of a Ger? Maybe I should darshan a pasuk when I darshan the pesach b'nei Yisrael below Ger. It's different. Sometimes darshan b'nei Yisrael below Ger, sometimes doesn't darshan like that. So there's a deal in the Nacharayim whether a Ger is mitzuruf to a minyan, a Ger is not mitzuruf to a minyan. So the thing about him Taina is, he quotes, Ahechacha, a Ger certainly is mitzuruf to the minyan from the fact that it says in Nun Gimel, if you test that the Ger can serve as the shliach tibur, obviously he is mitzuruf to the minyan. Why? Because it says in Nun Hei Sifu Gimel that in order to constitute a minyan, page 174, the last line and a half, in order to be considered a minyan, the 10 people have to be b'mokam echot. So sheyu kol asod b'mokam echot. That's one plow. If you have 5 people in one room, 5 people in another room, they're not mitzur. I deal whether it's the same as birchas hamazon or not. There's one. There's a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRashbo. The Rashbo writes, maybe the din is. It's on page 176 in the top of the Allah. Maybe the dinners are just like by bench, if you have 5 people eating in one room, 5 people eating in the other room, and mitzosim roi meilu esela, harelim mitzatim zemzet a bench mezumen, ba'asara b'shem, so maybe the same din should apply to here. So that's a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRashbo. So Mechaber quotes it, then it's okay. It's mitzosim roi meilu esela, it's okay. He says, the birag rot time, how can it be? It's only a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRashbo, it's not correct. And the dinners that have to all be the mokamech, so that's one din. You need all 10 should be the mokamech. Then there's another din. In the same Sifu Gimel on page 174, it's based on a sugya in Erevin, a Gemara in Erevin, Perikol Gagoy, that it says the Pharisees, no, Loma sticks that all the 10 people are in one place. You have to have the Chazan should be with them also. You have to have the 9 people with the Chazan should be all together. If you have 20 people in one room and the Chazan is outside in a different room, then he can't serve as the Chazan. Because the Chazan has to be one of the members of the minyan, has to be Mitzuruf with the minyan. So the Prima Gadim Taina is that if the halacha requires that the chazan has to be mitzuruf to the minyan, and the halacha argues, they argue whether ger can serve as a shlechtu because of the issue of the aviseinu, whether he says aviseinu, so he says aviseinu. But if the din is that he says aviseinu, then he can be the shlechtu. How can he be the shlechtu? But if he's not mitzuruf to the minyan, even if he's there, he won't be mitzuruf to the minyan. So you see, the fairish that the ger is mitzuruf to the minyan. He can't be mitzayg when etashbech b'seven eitzol amutei ger. That's the reason why a woman chazan is no good. Because the din is that a woman is not mitzvah. A woman chazan for men. Shein dalot the chazan. But if you have 10, the woman can't be mitzvah to men. So you have 10 men. But you'll have a woman serve as the chazanin. So that cannot be because a woman is not mitzvah to a minyan. So she won't be b'mokam echod with the tzibur. Even if she's there in the same room physically, but she's not mitzvah to the minyan. The halacha says, should the chazan, the shleach tzibur, has to be one of the people. He has to be mitzvah to the minyan.
Why should there be any difference in that?
Or do the same. Yeah, never show. Don't
do the
so same
thing.
Why not?
Well, we see your mind. That Meshuffle and to make
ten. It's a good time. Okay. So the Pharisee arrived in the Gemara. You mean the Pharisee? Okay. I mean, yeah, you don't need the rise from the Shulchan Aruch. Arrived in the Gemara. Good. Better. Okay. What do you mean? Women don't. If you have 10 women, you don't have a minyan.
Women have all minyan.
Yeah.
And a man in mitzuruf that man, he would consider most of them.
But they're not mitzuruf. If you have 10 women, it's not called a tzibur. You need to have 10 men. If you have 10 women, it's not a minyan. Let's say a kotzim is not mitzuruf to a minyan. So if you have 10 tzadim, but the tzadim is minyan. No. You have to have 10 gedolim. If you don't have 10 gedolim, there's no minyan. Years ago, we used to have junior congregations in all the Orthodox shuls. So we used to have all the kids would get together before Bar Mitzvah. And they would daven and have their own chazan. He would say Chazaras Hashas and Kaddish, Gedusha, and Baruch Hu. And if there's no one ever thought about this. So after years, they asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, they asked Rav Salvation, the same shaila, whether it's proper or not. Mitam Chinuch. We talk about kids before Bar Mitzvah. So they both said the same thing. No. That's not Chinuch. The Allah says that when you want to fulfill Chinuch, you have to give the kid a kosher alulu. If you have the kid shake a pasul alulu, it's no good. You have to have the kids sit in the kosher of sukkah. That's the Gemara, the first daf in sukkah. That means Tam Chinuch, he cannot have the children sit in the pasul of sukkah, even if it's only pasul with the Rabbanan. The Gemara, the first daf in sukkah, has like that. The Chitaim, If you came to Haleni, I'm also will have her children sit in the pulpit with Sukkim and the Rabban, as long as we're not there, it's good. Mar says, no, Chol Devoreh, also saw Picha Chomit. But Nitam Chinam, she wouldn't even have her children sit in the pulpit with Sukkim, that's only possible with the Rabban. So the Midrash writes on that base, on the base, in Sukkim, the first half in Sukkim, Nikan, from this Gemara you derive, whenever you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Chinam, you have to give the kid a kosher, a lulav and a kosher esrog. You can't just give him a lemon and tell him shake esrog. You have to give a kosher. It's just a machlokes in Mishnah Berurim, where they need shalachem or not. Since shalachem is not a psula and a chetz, it's not that it's a pasul of esrog, it's not shalachem. And the first 2 days, the din is that you're not yotzei the mitzvah. The kid is maybe not yotzei anyway, the kid is the chalat bar chiyuv. So that's a machlokes. And the Mishnah Berurim holds meikar adin, you don't need shalachem. But that's only regarding shalachem. But if it's a pasul of esrog, then for sure it says in Shulchan Aruch that you don't fulfill chinam. So the Shaila was asked of Moshe Feinstein and our Soloveitchik, they both said the same thing. That's not chinuch. That's like giving, if you have a minion of 10 tanim, you don't have a minion. If you have 10 gedolim and you have the kids say Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu, that's mitam chinuch. You're encouraging the kids to say mitam chinuch. But then the problem is that you can't be moshe the tzibur. So what's he going to say, Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu? It doesn't make sense. But if you have 10 tanim, see, that's like having a pasul asrig. That's like having a pasul asuki. You don't have a minion. So what do you mean? Let the kids daven for a nom and mitam chinuch. You don't have a minion. It's no good. So there's no minion. If you have 10 women, there's no minion. Somebody published a biography of one of the Dedim who passed away. So he wrote that on one occasion there was a funeral and they didn't have 10 men at the cemetery, but they had 10 women. And this big Talmud Chacham who passed away, he told them that let one of the women say Kaddish, because there were 10 women. For how it's done. Even if he said it, I don't know if he said it. Even if he said it, it's a joke. So the person whom they say it over in his name was a great goyim, but he wasn't a person at all. He wasn't a person. He had a shayla ben aguna during the Second World War, so he was going to pass the shayla ben aguna based on a tesis as well. A little bit of a joke. You don't. A pilpul based on a pilpul. He wasn't done with it. It's from the Shulchan Aruch. The pashta certainly is that if you have 10 women, there's no minyan. If you have 10 tzaddikim, there's no minyan. Even for women, that's the question. That's the question. The Mishnah says that in order to be mezamen d'shem, you need 10 people. So that's the question. Is that also because benchi mezumen d'shem is a davish b'kedusha? So in that case, 10 women could not bench mezumen. Or perhaps it's not a davish b'kedusha. Perhaps it's a halacha that the Gemara says, why do you need 10 people to bench mezumen? The Gemara says in Megillah, not Mishnah. La varacharot na derecheres la turish shmo d'shmai b'botami asor. It's not derecheres. So the Gemara would appear that it's not really davish b'kedusha. The Mordechai has a machlokes on that. What's shot in that Gemara? The Nachmanim is the two men hogim. When you bench mezumen b'asar, the two men hogim. When you say baruch alakein shacham mishlag, whether you stand up or not. Some people stand up, like davish b'kedusha, you have to stand up. And others don't stand up. So that's the pashas. That's the issue. That's the Rasul Rechid used to say. That's the issue with the bench mezumen b'asar is davish b'kedusha. So the Rambam writes on that Gemara in Brachas Adnashim is that misliatzman that women can bench mezumen. The Rambam writes that only to bench mezumen b'shloisha, but to bench b'asar b'shem, that's not. So the case Mishnah says, why not? So he says, Pasha, it's a Davish B'Kedusha, and 10 women don't constitute the minion for Davish B'Kedusha. So that's the question, but that's not so Pasha. That reason that the case Mishnah gives is not so Pasha at all. Maybe it's not correct. Maybe it's not a Davish B'Kedusha. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it wasn't the real reason. He thought that it's not a Davish B'Kedusha. Pasha is in the Gemara that it's not a Davish B'Kedusha. And still the Rambam says that you can't have 10 women. You have to come up with a different reason. Imam Brocha thinks that a different reason why 10 women are not material. A different time, nothing to do with the Rishon. The din is that an apikoros is also not mitzvah to a minyan. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva that these have, we have today. Let's say a lot of people, totally non-observant at all, when a parent dies, so they'll come to shul to say kaddish. So to let him daven for a nom, he doesn't believe in anything. So you can't have him daven for a nom. He's not kosher l'kam. But what about saying Kaddish? You don't have to be merutza l'kohol to say Kaddish. So the guy's not observing, he's not merutza l'kohol. So what? To say Kaddish, you don't have to be merutza l'kohol. So there's some sefer writes in the tshuva that you can't let him say Kaddish either. Because in order to say Kaddish, he's considered the shliach tzibur. And you have to have a tzirus between him and the other 9 people. They have to all be in the same room. They're 2 different rooms. So the Shulchan Aruch says that they're not mitzurim. It's in the head, and it's in the head. They have to be mitzvah. So he claims that requirement that they have, the chazan has to be mitzvah to the tzibur, is not only with respect to chazaras hashat, where he serves as the shliach tzibur to be mitzvah them to daven on the Abiyat, he says it's even with respect to Kaddish. And Baruch Hu also, the one who's saying the Kaddish and the Baruch has to be Mitzuruf to the Tzibur, the same. Others disagree with that Hasam Sefer. That's Shalom, can a woman say Kaddish? Let's say a parent died, and they left no children to say Kaddish. Can a woman say Kaddish? So the Pesach Shuv and Yeridei by Hilchas Kaddish quotes from the Chavis Yor that Nikar Adin, a woman may recite Kaddish. I to Dovish and Dushas, you have to have 10 men. If you have 10 men, the woman is going to say Kaddish. But he says that the minig is not so. Shalom the Shabbat is a minig. He says in his time, the minig was that the women didn't say Kaddish. That's the question of different communities in Europe. In recent years before the war, the minig was different. The minig was that women would say Kaddish. If there were no men, the women would say Kaddish if you have 10 men. So that Chavis Yoyer is clearly against the Chassam Sofer. Chavis Yoyer says that a woman may recite Kaddish. Right? A woman is never mitzuruf to the minyan. So she's never mitzuruf to the minyan. So how can she be the Shleach HaTzibur? So obviously the Chavis Yoyer distinguishes between being the Shleach HaTzibur for the purpose of Chazaras HaShat, that the Shleach HaTzibur has to be mitzuruf to the minyan, as opposed to being the one who says Kaddish and the one who says Baruch Hu, you don't have to be mitzuruf to the minyan. Pnei Yeshua also writes like that. Pnei Yeshua says in Megillah, that Bizman HaTanoim, it says in the Mishnah on Shabbos when you give seven aliyahs, so the first one says the bracha shalachonach, shabracha banim kalarim, and the last aliyah says the bracha shalachra shanasalonim. People in the middle don't say any brachas. So the Pnei Yeshua has a chiddush. Others disagree. Pnei Yeshua has a chiddush. He says they didn't say bracha shabracha banim nidisha shanasalonim, but every one of the seven oilim said bracha es Hashem amvur. Everybody said bracha. Shlomo Avilna thinks that he's wrong. So he claims that he has rice that he's wrong. But that's what he quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Megillah says like that. Everybody said both. So the Mishnah says that Nikar Adin, a woman can get an aliyah. The Gemara just says that if they cover that Tzibur, it's improper for a woman to get an aliyah. How can a woman get an aliyah if everybody has to say Baruch Hashem Hashem Amvayim? Baruch Hashem 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 Hashem. See, according to the Pnei Yeshua, you see also that he holds like the Chavis Yoyer against that something. Yeah, what do you want to say that one?
How is it that
Karnas
can say Kaddish
Darabonim? The Gemara says the famous Karnas can say Kaddish Darabonim, right? Unless you say that you go with that sheet, he'll have to say, you go with that sheet that a Karnas can be Mitzvah from Minyan. One Karnas can be Mitzvah from Minyan. Right. The Gemara says the famous Karnas can say Kaddish Darabonim. Yeah.
The purpose of saying Kaddish is to be relieved from Minyan.
Yeah.
And the assumption is that a daughter saying Kaddish will work for the
children. Children, yeah. The same source where it said children.
The
Zohar, huh?
In the
front. That's right. Rome is Zaka Abba. Rome is Zaka Abba. Means the children. Zaka the Father.
The woman is the only person that had no other available. She's still allowed to sin based on
Chavis Yoyer. Chavis Yoyer says Meikar Adin is permissible, but he claims that it's against the minig. So you shouldn't do it mitam minig. And in some communities in Europe, the minig was that they did say.
No, but it didn't say it, but they're the only person, only Ovel around. There's like no men Ovel.
Yeah.
It's not Masura for anyone to say that loud. They're saying that loud, right?
Yeah. That's what he's talking about. She's the only one. It's not a problem. The Prima Gonim talks about Take Nun Hei. If you have more than one person saying Kaddish, the minig Bizman HaShulchan Aruch was that only one person said Kaddish. They didn't have more than one person say Kaddish, the Vasachas. Then later, in later generations, in the late 1700s, I think, in the early 1800s, I heard him quote that because they killed so many people, there were Magefis and there were pogroms, and they killed so many people, the Vasachas, and it wasn't shach to alternate that one Ovel should say Kaddish after Korbanus, and one Ovel should say Kaddish after Mizmishel Chanukah Sabayis L'Dovin, and one should say Kaddish after Yishtabah. There were 25 Avelim of Vasachas, after these big Magefis, or after these big pogroms, that's when some Rabbanim instituted that everybody should say Kaddish, and many were opposed to it. Many were opposed to that practice. They felt that it was improper. Many Gdolim in Europe were opposed to it. The Oruch Laner has in his tshuvas. He doesn't like that at all. What's it called? The Oruch Laner has tshuvas. Binyan Tzion. He writes in Germany, which Rav is the one who instituted it when? And he says he's very opposed to it. So Salanta was very opposed to that. Natoli Amsterdam was a Talmud, so Salanta, he left that in his Savoy. That his children shouldn't say Kaddish. After he dies, they shouldn't say Kaddish. If they're going to have to stay with other people, let them forego saying Kaddish. He held Mikra Adin, it's not proper. So even though the Prima Gonim says that even though it's out of practice that many people say Kaddish together, you have to make sure you have 9 people for each person who's saying Kaddish. Because if you want to say Kaddish, you have to have a minyan. So if 2 people want to say Kaddish, you have to have 20 people there. If you have 3 people who want to say Kaddish, you have to have 30 people in the shul. If 4 people want to say Kaddish, you have to have 40 people in the shul. If you only have 10 people in the shul and 6 people are saying Kaddish, So only one guy has a minyan. The other five people of St. Kaddish don't have a minyan. You have to have a minyan per person in St. Kaddish, and you have to have the nine people who are his minyan have to answer to his Kaddish, not some... each one says Kaddish at his own speed, at his own rate, and no one's answering to anybody's Kaddish. It's like saying a bracha of Atala. To say a Kaddish without a minyan is an issue. That's not that you're not going to answer. It's like a bracha of Atala. Kaddish of Atala is like a bracha of Atala. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, Shmai V'Atalya, and I'm Pirkei Avos, the Rambam, Shmai V'Atalya, Kibla Mehem, he writes that they were Gerim. And he bases it on the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says that once on Yom Kippur, this man by Sheni, the Kohen Gadol finished the Seder Avodah, he was going home, and the people were walking with him, and then Shmai V'Atalya, with the Gedolei HaTorah of that generation, so the people left the Kohen Gadol, and they walked with the Gedolei HaTorah. They walked them home. The Gemara has an expression there that Yesen b'nei Amamayo l'shlom, that the Gerim should go home in peace. That's what they said to us. It's even the Gemara that they were Gerim. So the first is Yontif, Amishnai is Pirkei Avos, both the Kashif and the Maharal Prague. How can that be that they were Gerim? How could they have been appointed to the Bez Nagol? If you're not permitted to appoint the Ger to any position of Surah. So he thinks that the Rambam is wrong, that it doesn't mean in the Gemara that they were Gerim. Yesen b'nei Amamayo l'shlom, they were descendants of Gerim. B'nei Amamayo doesn't mean that they were Gerim. They were descendants of Gerim. Apparently the Rambam thinks that just to be appointed as a member of the Bez Nagadol per se, apparently he holds that that itself is not a Sarara. That's like being accepted into a Super Kaila. That doesn't mean a Sarara. Sarara means to be a Gabbai Tzokhe, to be a Rosh HaMem Shalah, to be a Rav, to be an assistant rabbi, to be a Chazan. That's the Sarara. Just to get paid money to sit and learn. So the Shailas, they sat and they learned, and they gave chaburs, they gave a lot of shiur. The Shailas, when the issue of Pesach Halacha came up, according to the Rambam, some have to say that they had abstain, they had to walk out. They would give their shiur, and they would convince everybody else what Halacha, and everybody else would pass in the shiur. Everybody else would pass. One of the rabbis from the yeshiva went to Russia years ago. He was sent to Russia by an organization of British women. And they, whenever they send Rabbanim to Russia, so they tell him which blood Gemara to learn with which group and so on. So his assignment was as soon as that time base. He had to learn over with the Balabatim, with the group over there, the Dedim of Sudasheim base, without women covering their hair. So he learned the Dedim Shah. But there was a woman there, there were seven, eight people listening to the Shirin Gemara. So one of the women, he asked, what's the din if you lose your job by covering your hair? Well, he said, well, you speak Rav in America, and she finds things. But if the woman is divorced, and the obligation to cover your hair is on the Rabbanon, there's a whole explanation why he doesn't think that the woman is obligated to bring it in the Rabbanon if she feels she's going to lose her job. But the woman is married, so the obligation to cover your hair is Menachem. So then Moshe thinks that you're obligated to cover your hair even at the expense of losing your job. Sure. So he didn't, that was mandatory. So then he came back 3 years later, he came back to Russia again. And he gave again, he gave another assignment, a different Daf Gemara, whatever they were up to in the Daf Yomi program there. And part of the same people, then he saw that woman was there, she was wearing a babushka. Her hair was covered. Yes, he finished learning, so he wasn't friendly with that woman. He asked one of the other people, his friend, who was that woman? He remembers last time that she didn't cover hair, she asked the question, now she covered hair. So they told him that she was the head of obstetrics in a big hospital in Moscow. And then the very next day, he said that Moshe Feinstein said she has to cover her hair. So the next day she came into the hospital and she had her hair covered. So she was fired right away for observing the Jewish religion. But she was so good, so they said they're going to fire her, but they wanted to stay there as a janitor to wash the floors. When they had a difficult delivery, they would call her in. Tell the doctors what to do, but she wasn't allowed to touch the patient because she's no longer a doctor. She's no longer a doctor. So maybe that's what Shmai V'Atalya did. Maybe they were to do the same to Russia. Maybe they gave all the shiurim and they brainwashed all the members of the Sanhedrin what the deal is. But then when it came to the vote is going to be binding on Gan Tzadik Yisrael. So the Mishnah says in Harius that if one of the members of the Bezin, when they take the vote, is a gear, so the vote is no good. So apparently the Paskin Hashanah that's binding on everybody is considered an act of swat. So maybe they were just members of the Bezin for the learning purposes. When it came to the voting, they had to kick them out. They have the right to convince everybody else of what the deal is, but they themselves couldn't vote. The Mishnah is like that. When you Paskin on a Tzairah, that he's Tami Ator, so the psak has to be issued by a kohen. He has to say Tommy, he has to say Tom. But the kohen doesn't necessarily have to know the did. Sometimes you can have a Tom Koch in Israel. The Tom Koch in Israel tells the kohen, you say Tommy. So he says Tommy. You say Tom, he says Tom. The psak has to be issued from the mouth of a kohen. But it doesn't have to be based on his tshuvah. He can get all the information from a Koch in Israel. He just issues the declaration, Tommy, Tom. Psak is strange. Yeah, so why is it, so he's called the Shmiyach Tzibah. Why is it called the Chazan? What kind of a lashon is the Chazan? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Achaim, the last line in the Mishnah Berurah, Sima Nun Gimel. He quotes from the Abu Jam, that in Targum lashon in Aramaic, Chazay is to look or to see. The Chazan is supposed to dam from a Siddur. So, I don't know if that's exactly what it means. The Chazan is supposed to dam from a Siddur, so that's why it's called the Chazan, the one is supposed to look inside. That's what the literal translation of the words of the Abu Jam are. Could well be the Chazan HaKnesses in the Zman HaGemara wasn't necessarily the Chazan that we call the Chazan. Chazan was the Shamus that took care of everything. He saw after everything. So you can say that that's why it's called the Chazan. Chazan Zman HaGemara didn't mean the Baal Tefillah. Chazan meant the Shamus. Chazan HaKnesses was the Shamus. Maybe he looks after everything that has to be taken care of. That's the Chazan. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here, that the Chazan is supposed to daven mitzvah chasidus, and it says it's preferable. There are more, the last Ramah, and Simon Nun Gimel writes that it's supposed to be the name of the Maril, the name of the Rekech, that it's preferable that the Siddur that you daven from, or the Siddur that Chazan is davening from, whoever davens, should be written Lishma. Imprinted Siddurim, because what should I have to speak about Lishma? Why not? What should I have to speak about Lishma? Means you know that it's not, it's never called the Shema. Even if a Jew prints it, it's never called the Shema. Goy prints, Jew prints, doesn't make a difference. A lot of times you have Goyish printers. It doesn't matter whether the printer was a Goy or a Jew. If your machine markings are good, then you hold that it can be called the Shema. So why not say, even on a printed Siddur, it should make a difference. You should try to be mahar to get a printed Siddur that was printed the Shema. A Jewish, but a terror, religious people printed it L'Shem Shemaim, not L'Shem His Pyrus. Sometimes a person writes a Siddur L'Shem His Pyrus. There's a beautiful ksav and he wants to show off. What a fancy handwriting he has, not interested that the people should daven well. That's why he writes a fancy ksav, a clear ksav, that the people should daven well, they shouldn't make mistakes. He wants to write well in order to show everybody how beautiful his ksav is. So why shouldn't that distinction apply also on printed? I don't know. So he's assuming apparently the Mishnah Berurah there, quotes these other, and he's assuming that that printed can never be lishma. That's a fundamental. Printed is never lishma. But he quotes from the Maril, B'Shem Nerekeh, the Ramah quotes, the end of Nun Gimel, preferable to daven from a siddur that's made L'Shem Shemaim. Well, why do you insist the siddur should be made L'Shem Shemaim? Siddur doesn't daven on its own. I do the daven. Let me daven L'Shem Shemaim. Let me daven L'Shem Shemaim. What's the difference whether the siddur was made L'Shem Shemaim? A sheikh lulav in an esri makes a difference whether the lulav and esri was detached from the drink by a goya, by a Jew who wants to make money, or by a Jew who did it L'Shem Shemaim. The people should fulfill the mitzvah of lulav and esri. Apparently, yes. Even though that's only a hachona for the mitzvah, it's only a hachona. Apparently, yes. That if the hachonas are made l'shmoa, so the mitzvah will accomplish more. The mitzvah will be given. There's more like that in Bava Metzia. The Gemara says about Rav Chiya said, there was a debate between Rav Chiya and another Talmud of Rav Yehuda Anasi. So one of the, I forgot already who, one of the Talmud of Rav Yehuda Anasi said, if the Torah would be forgotten, I'm so sharp, I would be able to be maximum to fulfill fully. You only have one block tomorrow. And the rest of Shas would be lost. For that one block tomorrow, I'll be able to reconstruct the rest of the Talmud Bavli. That's why one of the Amoraim is very good. So Rav Chiya says, but I'm bigger than you. I would think that the Torah will never be forgotten. I wouldn't have to be master. So he says, what would I do? I would institute a system of education. And what would it be that he did it? Last time he said, I would do it. And what it says, Kamigibayla Maitechi, that Rav Chiya really did it. That he planted flax, and after it grew, he cut off the bushes, he cut off the flax from the bushes, and he made nets. With those nets he went and he caught deer, and he slaughtered the deer, and he skinned the deer, and he removed the skin, and he made it into parchment, and then he wrote Chamisha Chamisha Torah on five different Svarim. One he wrote Bereshis, one Shmos, one Vayikra, and then he got a group of little children, and he taught one group of them Bereshis, the other group he taught Shmos, the other group he taught Vayikra, and so on, and he told each group that they should teach the other group what they know. And then he was not disturbed Israel in such a way, he taught Menachal Lakav, instead of starting from Rav Chaim, he started from Chumash, and because he taught Torah in a proper fashion, so that's why he saw to it that the Torah would not be forgotten. The Gemara says, Kama Gedolim Divrei Chiyo, look how great Rav Chiyo, Kama Gedolim Maisa Chiyo, look how great Rav Chiyo was, that he saw to it that the Torah would never be forgotten. So they quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon in connection with that Gemara, that you see that the more Hachonis Adon, L'Shem Shamayim, so the better the mitzvah will be in the end. He planted the flax L'Shem Shamayim, and he took off the, and he harvested it L'Shem Shamayim. He made the nets in order to catch the deer, in order to skin the animal, in order to turn it into. The halacha says that the Ibur Ha'or has to be L'Shma. At that point, it has to be L'Shma. That removing the skin from the animal, and catching the deer, and planting the flax, and making nets, that's not halacha has to be L'Shma. But he did things L'Shma that Mikra did not need L'Shma. He's speaking more that even though it's not really Chal, it's not Chal Hashem. But the more the Shema you have in the Hachanah to the mitzvah, so the more the mitzvah will accomplish it. That's what the Rekeh says over here. That if the Svarim are written, the Shem Shamayim, it'll be better. That the Shema says here that a Chazan, the Shukra quotes in Sinim and Gimel, Sif Yud Tes. Not Sif Yud Tes. They quote about a... Sif Yud Aleph, page 164 in the top, the Chazan, when he davens, should be Mechavein the Eimor B'Yura, of the Mechavein HaShmiya Kovar, from after Kovar HaReza Meguna. It's a terrible thing when a Chazan goes away, and he davens Barichas with a beautiful voice, not L'Shem Shemayim. He davens because he enjoys listening to his unbeautiful voice. So that's a terrible thing. And more quotes, all of our folks are going, Nosnu Alai Kovar, the Nevi'im complain. About when they saw that they're screaming against the Rebbe Shalom, they're screaming at the Rebbe Shalom. What are they screaming? It refers to the Chazanim who enjoy their beautiful voices. The Mishnah there quotes also an interesting statement from the Sefer Chassidim, which is called the Lamed Hei, page 164. He says, let's say you have a Rebbe in a yeshiva and he teaches Torah to the Talmidim, or a Rav in a shul and he gives shiurim and he gives drashas to the Balabatim. And he enjoys very much the fact that he has so many students in the class, and he says such a good shiur, and he has enough, and the fact that everybody has enough. So he says that's a terrible thing, and he's going to be menash for that. Even though he's doing it l'shem shemayim also. But if he has a taruv with a personal pniyah, he'll be punished for that. So the Sefer Hasidim quotes a medrash that one of the Asara Haruga Malkas goes to Shimon ben Gamliel. So, and the Kangon Rabbi Shmuel. So one of them asked the other, what did I do that I'm being killed? What other did I do? I was trying to figure out, why did the Baruch Shalom want to kill me? I was a religious person all my life. So he answered to him, Shem Ha'yisi Baruch Barabim V'Samach Lipcha V'Nehaneisa Medivrei Torah. Maybe you were Nehaneisa Medivrei Torah. In what sense? That when you said the Shir, you had a little personal pleasure. Had pleasure that he's saying Medivrei Torah, but had personal pleasure over the fact that he's so popular, that he gets a picture of the newspapers all the time. So maybe get personal pleasures. He said yes. He said niham pani. He said at least now you satisfied me. Now I know why I'm dying. The Gemara talks about chazanim getting hanor. Sefer Chassidim has zan rabbanim. The person who's in rabbanim has to be careful that he should not get any personal pleasure from saying the shiur. So again, there are two reasons why you have to have haskamas hatzibur. One reason is because he's a shliach hatzibur. A shluch shladim kinoyser. So how can he serve as a shliach hatzibur? If they don't appoint him, you have to have minu, you have to have ismanus. And the other, and that time only applies to Chazaras Hashas, the Mishnah Berurah says. It doesn't apply to Kaddish. An Avul just wants to say Kaddish, doesn't want to down for an Avul. He can't say he's not Merutzah L'Kol, so we don't want him. He's not being mighty to call anything. He needs a Tzibur, he can't say Kaddish without a minion. But it's not that he's not the Shliach HaTzibur when he says Kaddish. That's why the Chavisi apparently distinguishes between Kaddish and Baruch Hu as opposed to Hazaras Hashas. Kaddish and Baruch Hu, a woman can say also, a person can say. It doesn't have to be one of the ten. It's not being mighty them that he has to serve as one of them as the Shliach HaZibah. It's not really the Shliach HaZibah. He is the Shliach HaZibah. He has to be one of them. And then there's another time, because if you appoint him as the Shatz Kavua, so that's considered a Hismanah, because a Hismanah has to be the most great of Hashem. The Magen Avraham here writes that Nikra Din, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Nikra Din, even a Mi'at Yochel Le'yakim. When they appoint like the Chazan in the community, where is that in the Chazan? Sifu Tes, very strange. The Sifu Tes on page Pei Gimel says, Yesh Moni Ger Midi Yesh Moni Tid Minit Chid Devei. Then he goes on to a totally unrelated Din. Should have been a different Sif. Not. If he has a good reason, Tommy says, I'm not going to tell you the reason. He says, because I know he did an Averis. And the Mishnah Brewer says he's Ein Nemet. Has to have to bring two Eights. It's Ein Nemet to say that he did an Averis. But if he says, he has to explain to the Dayanim, he has to explain to the Zayin, to the Huira, to the Rabbanim, whatever, why he has a time. He has no valid reason why he doesn't want that person to be the Rav or the Chazan, then you don't listen to him. But if he has a dollar reason, says Afilu Yochid Yochel Liyakev Mikaradin. So the Magen Avraham says that Mikaradin, you have to have unanimous consent when you appoint a person to a position of Sarara ala Tzibur. But once he was appointed to the position, then it doesn't require unanimous backing in order to maintain his position. As long as you have a majority, is good enough. But you need a majority. You need a majority to maintain. Then the Magen Avraham says, he quotes from the early Achronim, that the minig bismanazay is that you don't need a unanimous vote to be elected as a chazan, as long as you have rov in the first place is good. Why? So the simple reason the Mishnah Berurah says is because it's impossible. It's going to be machlekes, it's going to be anarchy. Every time you want to appoint a person to any position, you're going to require a unanimous vote. It'll be impossible. So the people will paralyze the whole community. They'll harass everybody. They'll say, they keep on voting no, I want my candidate, until everybody will have to give in to the minority. Like in the Knesset, in Eretz Yisrael, you have the minorities. And they paralyze the whole government. You have another government also like that. The minority takes over and he runs all along. Everybody has to give into it. So that's the pressure to town. Why is man as there? They say that Nismat Ladarit, that years ago people were decent and the minorities were decent about it and they had a good reason, so they explained it and trying to hear. It's not as they'll just become advocates. Then another Avram suggests another reason. Not because of Nismat Ladarit and you'll just have anarchy. He suggests a different town. And maybe only this man Agimorim. In the Mishnah Berurah quotes this on page 166 on the top of the second column. No, it's not there. Gotta look, I forgot it already. Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Magen Avraham. Maybe I'll pee aloha, not because of political consideration, because it'll be anarchy. Maybe I'll pee aloha is different. Maybe only Bizmana Gemara. When the Shlat Tzibur recited the Chazor HaShatni, it was Motzi Yisra Migechai Vosn, because there were a lot of people that didn't daven Balachash. So then you need even the Haskamot HaYechidim, because Bizmana is being Motzi then. The Torah Shlucha Shalom Kemosa, whatever that phrase means, in the Mishnah and Brachah, so he's Motzi them, so of course you need their Haskamot. But Bizmana is when everybody davens on their own anyway. Who relies on the Chazor HaShatni? Everybody says their own Shmanes. So what's the whole reason why you need Midas HaKol? Because Shluch is Vazuki Ma'isa? Nah. What does the Chazan say for us? He just says, Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu. The Chazan HaShash is not for us. That's what the Mother of Avram says. Chazan HaShash is not for us. So he just saying Kaddish Kedush and Baruch Hu. So that we said before. An Avot can say Kaddish even if he's not Merutz HaKol. So this man is that he shouldn't really need Merutz HaKol. But to be appointed as a Shas Kavua, that's a Hismanus. So Hismanus needs a Haskamah. Haskamah is Rav HaTzibur. Is good enough. You say Ruba Kukula. Why shouldn't you say Ruba Kukula here? Why do you need Das Kulam Afila Yochid Yochalake? Kolotokuli say Ruba Kukula, Saskolas Rabbi Tzibur should be good. No, the answer is here. There are two reasons why you need Midas HaKol. One is because the Hismanis needs Midas HaKol. That Ruba Kukula wouldn't satisfy that. Would be sufficient. The other reason is because Shluch Zhom Kemeisa, if you want to be Meisa to the people, you have to have Daitam. So even the Yochid, you have to be Meisa here. So you need Daitam. So he says, but Bismanis is not Meisa anybody with anything. So then the only issue is Hismanus Midas HaTzibur, so Ruba Kukula, so you have the Das HaTzibur. That's how the Magen Avraham suggests. That's the question, is that really so? That Hismanus Red Shlef Tzibur is not Maitzi anybody at anything. Chazor HaShat, he's only Maitzi, and he's only a Chazan for Kaddish Kedush and Baruch. Chazor HaShat is for himself, it's not for us. This is a major question. Rav Soloveitchik, Kayadua, thought that it wasn't so. He thought that even Hismanazem, that everybody died in Tzvila Balachash, and the Shlech Tziv is not Motzi Yisra Midech HaVosan, the Torah Shluch HaShlech HaKim Moisai, in that sense, but he said still, there's a din, that the Takanas Chachamim was, for whatever reason, maybe originally there were people who didn't know how to daven, and the Chachamim said, Lahotzis Mishaini Yadea, but Lamaisa, there are Mesakan and Takanas that the Shliach Tzibur should recite the Hazoras Hashat and half of the Tzibur, that should be considered like a Korban Tzibur. That's what the Mishkan is Yankee quotes in Zohar on this simon. Mishkan is Yankee quotes in Zohar on this simon that, when you bring your Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, you have to see to it that you get a good Kayin, a nice Kayin to bring, to be marked with the Korbanos on your behalf. So the Zohar says that the same is true regarding the Chazan, who davens for an Omid, it's as if he's being marked with the Korbanos on our behalf. And the Shulchan Gibarim writes in the end of Masechet Rosh Hashanah on the side of the rear, in the list of Rosh Hashanah, that the, when a private person davens, it's like a person bringing a Torben Yochid. When a Chazan davens, it's like the Tzibur bringing a Torben Tzibur. And the Chazan who offers that Tzibur Sat Tzibur is like the Kohen who's marked with the Korban Tzibur on behalf of the Tzibur. So even everybody davens Tzibur Barachas, but you still need the Korbanos Tzibur. We daven Tzibur Barachas, that's like Korbanos Yochid, but you still need the Korbanos HaTzibur. So the Chazan who davens Manasseh is being made to the Tzibur Yidei Chavot. That's why the Rav Soloveitchik was makpid to observe that Mishnah Berurah that he says that the Chazan has to say every word of the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. And the Chazan HaShashah is not something that he's saying for himself, he's saying for us. Mishnah Berurah says that many Chazanim have the practice when it comes to Maidin, since everyone's going to say Maidin to Rabbanim, so they're not going to hear the Chazan anyway, so the Chazan says Maidin softly. So Mishnah Berurah says it's not Zelonachon, because the Chazan has to recite every word of the Shemoneh Esrei out loud. He's being Maitzi the Tzibur. He's Maitzi the Tzibur. Everybody down in the Barakash. Isn't the Chazaras HaShat only for the Chazan in order to enable us to answer Kedusha? So the answer seems to be no. That whatever the reason why the Chachamim instituted the Takana, but Tzoch Kosof, Lema'isa, Al-Kopan, there is a Takana that you need Chazaras HaShat. And the Chazaras HaShat is like the Chazan is offering a Tfilas HaTzibah, like a Kodim Tzibah on behalf of the Tzibah. So we do need his Chazaras HaShat. So that's a tiny again, because Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham says that Bigman Azeh, the only reason why you need Das HaTzibur for appointing a Chazan is because of the din of I've come as well as Afibur, and for that Ruba Kukul is good enough. Afibur Ayachid, Yachal Yachid is only Anachazim. So I'm not going to have Amishver, because the Pashtus in the original post when they say Afibur Ayachid, Yachal Yachid goes on Rabbonim also. Goes on Dagyonim also. Does not only go on Achazim, his Moti is a Rabbim with the Chazor Sashem. The Pashtus is goes on a Roch too. The original post can go on a Roch.
According to that logic, so shouldn't the Chazim also wait until the people say whether Rabbonim, or can he, does he make
the Gemara in Seifan Perek and the Amarim discusses that issue. The Gemara says that there was a practice in many communities that when the Kohanim would book in the Beis HaMikdash and in Zvulun also, when the Kohanim would recite the Messias Kapayim, so the people would recite Stukim simultaneously. And then the Gemara comes to the conclusion that it's not proper. You're supposed to pay attention to the brachas, you're not allowed to talk. So the Gemara says, but how can you say psukim simultaneously with the Kohanim reciting the brachas? You won't be paying attention to the brachas. So the Gemara says, that's not a problem. And I can prove it, that even while you're talking, we assume that you can pay attention because the Chazan does it every day. The Chazan says Moedim, and the Tzibur recites Moedim the Rabbanim simultaneously with the Chazan. The Gemara says, you see that you can pay attention to the Chazan's davening at the same time that you can say Meirin the Rabbanim. So see, can you ignore the Pashtus is that they are said simultaneously. Hasten there and say, because the Yerushalmi, that it should be said simultaneously from the beginning to the end. That you dab down the beginning of Meirin the Rabbanim simultaneously with the Chazan dying down. And when you get to the end of Meirin the Rabbanim, Baruch Kel HaHei Da'oi, you dab down simultaneously with the Chazan dying down, Atev Shimcha L'Chonoa L'Holmans. And Hanukkah, when the Chazan says Ala Nisim, and you don't say Ala Nisim, you should say Meirin the Rabbanim very, very, very slowly, so that you get the Baruch Kel HaHodos simultaneously with the Chazan getting to Atav Shimcha L'Chonolot. It's supposed to be recited simultaneously. That's the place it's quoted in the Yerushalmi. So Reishik saw, though, that by the same Rabbanim it's not working. The Maase is not working. The people are saying, the Gemara says that it can work, but the Gemara doesn't say that it does work. The Gemara says, you see that it can work? You see that it can work? Just like over there it can work, the people say Meirin the Rabbanim. And they pay attention to the Chazan saying the Meirin Daraisa, or whatever. So you see the same thing works by the Zohar. The people can say it. So that's what Reshik says. The Gemara says that it can work, but we see that the Meirin, the Torah is not working. So that's why he would often insist that the Chazan should always say Meirin Manachnulach, and everybody should say with the Meirin Darabana. And then the Chazan should pause, and after everybody finishes, Baruch Kel HaHodos, and the Chazan should say, Shatahu, you should pick up for the rest of the money, because he said, the mice, you see the people are not paying attention. In our generation, it's not worth. That's what he said. Yes, and he started saying, why is he called the Chazan? Why is he called the Shlech Tzibur? Fine. And the Rav says, Chazanim is Anim Aron. The Chazanim are often fools. They're Egyptians. It's strange why they consider Chazanim is Anim Aron. So Yiddish tradition has it, Jewish tradition has it, that Jewish folklore, they say over, that in heaven, the Shal Hanagina is right next to the Shal HaKadusha, something like that. Hazanin, there in the Shah Hanagina, never walk in next door. They never went to the Shah Hanagina, so they must be real fools. That's the head of what they say in Yiddish. Whatever it is, traditionally there were many Hazanim found in Europe who were very big fools. So that's why Mishnah Berurah makes a point of this. He says, Kotin Yud Gimel, he says, you have to be careful that the Chazan should not be a tikkush or a sochel. He shouldn't be a foolish person. People always make jokes about Chazan that they're fools. So he says you have to be careful not to appoint a fool because it's a gnai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a design of Tzibur. They have a fool. There are a lot of dinim that are design of Tzibur. Are you permitted to appoint a Chazan who is a Baal Mili? A Sumo. It says here, Sifi Yidav, Sumo Yarei Lefnei HaTeva. He can be the Baal Peh, because Ram Shiduch Zadi Yatav HaShol Yom Baal Peh. But he can be the Chazan. Some Achrayim disagree. Mishnah Berurah quotes. Some Achrayim disagree. It's not proper to have a Balmum serve with the Chazan. The Magen Avraham quotes a bit of a literature on this. That, here the Mishnah Berurah quotes it here. It's a quote from Yud Gimel. It's long Mishnah Berurah. Mumim only pass in the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, they don't pass in the Shlech Tzibur, even though the Shlech Tzibur is like the Kohen, the Zeres, the Shlech Tzibur is like the Kohen, who's marking the Korban. But nonetheless, the Baal Mum is possible avoid for this kosher over here. Adar Rabbe, Leib Nishba Benitka, Lekim Lai Sivze. And the Zohar says, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Zohar, that the Darko Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamish Bekelim Shvurim. So therefore, Baal Mum is kosher to be a Shliach Tzibur. So the Mishkan is Yankim Tain is that that's not correct. It says, you look in the Zohar, it says the Feir is not so. That Darko Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hamish Bekelim Shvurim means this kind of kosher, Leib Nishba Benitka. He shouldn't be an arrogant person, he should be humble. That's the Kelim Shvurim. But it doesn't mean Taka Kalim Shvur, a fellow who's missing an arm, missing a leg. It's a Gnai to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have him serve as the Shlech Tzibur. Adar Rabbe, he quotes from the Zohar, that the Zohar says that even for Inyanim that don't require a Kohen Kosher, he's still not allowed to let a Baal Mum do it. The Moshe Shchita Ksher Bizar, and there the Shchita Ksher Baal Mum also, and the Zohar says, you're not allowed to let a Baal Mum Shech. It's based on the Pesach in Malachi. Where's the pasuk? The Habesim goes on the Sefer Sachela. So the two pesukim in the same parsha, in the same nevuah. One is the Habesim goes on that goes on the Behemah. You bring a gegazel to Behemah, the mitzvah of the Habesim goes on the Sefer Sachela. So that goes on the Behemah. Behemah is a chela, the Behemah is a tisef. And then the other pasuk says, Chizagishani Be'el Yisbeach. How does it go like that? Ein Ra, so it says it's improper. How does it conclude? So what does it mean with Chizagishin? Evel is Be'ach, when you bring a blind animal. So the Zohar says no, the one pasuk refers to the animals. The Vesim goes on the Shechet Sechel, that refers to the animals. But Chizagishin, Evel is Be'ach, refers on the Kohen HaShechet, that he's blind in an arm. And strict, Ein Ra. So the Balabatim says, Ein Ra, the Aloch says that a Baal Mum is kosher l'shchita. A Zahar is kosher l'shchita, Ein Ra. The Aloch is that it's taki kosher. So the Rebbe Shalom gets angry. Again, how does that? Hakivei nolafecha secha, so the Zohar says, would you appoint as a shliach a blind person or a balmum to bring a matana to the melech? Hakivei nolafecha secha, not would you give a blind animal as a matana to the melech. Would you appoint a blind person to give the matana? You're going to appoint a very handsome, good-looking person that is represented tzibur. So that's what the prophet means over here, that the shchitas hakavanas, the avodas that are ksheres bizar, ksheres balmum, you still have to be careful not to let a balmum do. Mishnah Tankin gets very excited about it. He feels that it's a desire to have a Baal Mum. If you have no brayer, you have no brayer. The only one who knows how to daven is a Baal Mum. The Baal Mum daven. But if you have a brayer, let's say one person has to sit on a wheelchair. And there are other people in the shul who know how to daven. So you should have the person sitting on the wheelchair. He should be the Shliach Tzibur. Have another 500 people in the shul. So of course you let someone else daven in front of him. But have the desire to have the person who's the Baal Mum Davos. That's how the Mishkan is Yankee. The Mishnah Berurah talks about a chazan who's hard of hearing. On page 164, and he's quoting Mem Aleph, he has a very interesting comment, a very lumdish comment from Rabbi Akiva Eger. What if the chazan is hard of hearing to the extent that he doesn't hear everything that he himself says? So he says that if loy hishmi liyaznov, there's a machlekes in the Gemara whether you yotze mitzvah kriyashma, mitzvah bracha, any mitzvah of amira, whether you yotze loy hishmi liyaznov. We pass on that you are yotze, but we pass on it's only yotze b'yevid, lachatchil you require hishmi liyaznov. So Rabbi Kivegis says, based on the Gemara and brachas, that if shamea ta'ina, so if I say a bracha and I'm deaf, I can't hear. But I have no brera. I have to say kiddush. I can't be yotze with someone else's kiddush. I can't hear. I'm deaf, so I have to say kiddush to myself. So I'm yotze b'yevid, but I have no brera. There's no other way for me. So when I say kiddush and the bnei bayis here, they're only yotze b'yevid. They're not yotze b'lechatchil. They can't be yotze more than I'm being yotze. I'm only yotze b'yevid. So the Gemara says, they're only yotze also b'yevid. So the famous Gemara, brachas in the Megillah. So Rabbi Kivega says that if you're going to have a chazan who's hard of hearing, who doesn't hear every word that he says, so the chazan is only yotze b'yevid. So he's only being made to the tzibur on a b'yevid level. So that's not proper. You should have a chazan who could be made to the tzibur l'chatchil. Unless you have no brayer. Unless you don't have anyone else who knows how to daven, so there'll be yotze b'yevid. But if you have another one who could be mashmir liyaznov shel atzmo, and he will be yotze l'chatchil, so then everybody else will be yotze l'chatchil. Yeah, the pashtus is that that's mashmeli. That's a diyun in achrayim. Is that called mashmeli?
Yeah, it's
also
it'll be hurt, like
you tell when you think about mommy. Look, that's a serious consideration. How about it? Mishnah Berurah talks about, he quotes Achaim and say, what if he already was the daven, he already was the chazan, he had the chazaka to daven, and then he becomes a balmum later, so you know, the salah came because it feels bad. He talks about all this. The din is that it can't be a katan. That's even the chad pami, even one shot can't be a katan. That's the Mishnah in the Megillah. Then the Shulchan Aruch talks about what the definition of a katan. That's for Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yoyim Echad, and you have to have Shlei Saris. What does it mean Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yoyim Echad? So the Mishnah Berurah says that a lot of people make a mistake. The Mishnah Melech has lost. A lot of people make a mistake. They think, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar, and becomes a mitzvah on Ches Adar. Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yoyim Echad, you need an extra day. The Mishnah Melech has, and the Mishnah Berurah points to that, that's not correct. Soloveitchik always used to make fun of it. He said that a lot of Rabbanim don't know what it means. It's true. A lot of Rabbanim think that it means it becomes a mitzvah chesed. But the first thing we say it doesn't mean that. If the din would have been that a child becomes a mitzvah yimul shanim, so the 13th year is completed on Vav Adar. He's born on Zayin Adar. So Vav Adar, 13 years later, is the last day of the 13th year. So that's called Yud Gimel Shanim. Yud Gimel Shanim Yamecha means on Zayin Adar. On the same day on which he was born, 13 years later, is the first day in the 14th year. So that's called Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yayim Echad. The Gemara says that in Erechim that a boy becomes a mitzvah Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yayim Echad Meyais Luyais. So what does it mean? The Tosfos has a nida in other places. Magen Avraham quotes it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote it. Mishnah Berurah just writes one way. But Magen Avraham quotes it. It's a great dispute in Tosfos, and in Achrayim is a lot. Achrayim is a lot of a dispute about this. Whether the Gemara says that a boy becomes a mitzvah, Yud Gimel Shanim V'Yayim Echad Meyais Luyais, does it just mean lapuki that all the boys don't become bar mitzvah on the Rosh Hashanah of that year during which between this Rosh Hashanah and next Rosh Hashanah you're going to have your 13th birthday, so everybody becomes bar mitzvah on that Rosh Hashanah. So that's what the Gemara says, no, Meyais Luyais, everyone becomes bar mitzvah on his birthday, not that all those are going to be 13 become bar mitzvah on that Rosh Hashanah. That's how some days and places say it's lapuki Rosh Hashanah, and others say no, it's lapuki that he doesn't become bar mitzvah mitchilas tesa kechov of Zayin Adar. If he was born 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Zayin Adar, he doesn't become bar mitzvah until 5 o'clock in the afternoon on this Zayin Adar 13 years later. He literally means you have to remember, your parents have to remember what time of the day you were born, and then you become bar mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't quote that machloikus here. On this simon that the Magen Avraham quotes, the Mishnah Berurah machzach nishvizendik. He says that he becomes bar mitzvah that night, even though the kid, he talks about the kid davening for an omen on Rosh Hashanah. The kid is taking his gandam for some money. Funny mashal he gives. He doesn't start numbered. Even though he was born Rosh Hashanah Le'eis Erev, late in the afternoon, he becomes a mitzvah Le'el Rosh Hashanah. But that's Tata Machlekes. That's what our Soldatians always used to say. He thought that it was a joke to say otherwise. So Machlekes and Rishon, he thought that it was a big joke to say he becomes a mitzvah at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. But the Gemara has another thing. The Gemara says, no, to be by mitzvah is not enough just to be Yud Gimashon Yamech. You have to have Shtei Saris also. So what happens if the kid is Yud Gimashon Yamech and he doesn't have Shtei Saris, and Shtei Saris grow 5 o'clock in the afternoon? That's a Gemara in Yavamos. That if Hevi Shtei Saris Bem Tzayom, he becomes by mitzvah Bem Tzayom. And so at the end of the day, he has to observe Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, he only had to observe Midah Rabbanah Mitam Chinuch. And the end of Shabbos, he has to observe Min HaTorah. That's the Tzayrish Gemara. And Yivam is not Lamed Gimel, so don't you hate this day, Ben Sayom, that he has to observe the remainder of Shabbos. So that is the Tzayrish. What's with over here? Do you have to check for the Tzayrish? In order to allow a boy to daven for an omelet, is it enough if you know that he has Yud Gimel Shoni and Mechah, that you have to check for Shtei Tzayrish? The Magen Avraham quotes a Gemara in Nida, where the Gemara says, we have a Chazak, a Ruba Delei Sat Haman, that whoever is Kol Shehigil Lechol Shanim, the Yadur, that he's a Gil Lechol Simon, if he has Yud Gimel Shoni and Mechah, most probably, he has Shtei Saris also. So the Gemara says, with respect to Dinim Deraita, you don't rely on that Chazaka, but not Ruba Delei Sat Haman, but with respect to Dinim Derabbanan, you do. Davening for Anomen is only with the Rabbanan, so the Magen Avraham says, you can rely on the Chazaka, the Rabbanan. Vishnu Guru goes to the Pimagodin, commenting on the Magen Avraham, says, who says that Davening for Anomen is only with the Rabbanan? Or like the Rambam, Tfilah B'chol Yom is Deraita. But maybe somebody in the shul who didn't daven today, he's going to rely, 1989, someone in the shul who didn't daven, but he's going to rely on the Chazaret HaShat, and that's going to be his Tfilah. That's going to be his Tfilah Deraita. Since it's in Deraita, you have to go check to see if the kid has Shtei Saris. That's what the Prima Gaonim says. And it depends what shul you're in. If you have someone who's going to rely on the Chazaret HaShat, so, and that's going to be the only Tfilah that he's going to have today. You have to check. Then the Shulchan Aruch has, but if he's a Saris, Saris doesn't bring Shtei Saris, he has to be 20. He says he has to be 20 years old. That's not if he has to be money Saris, doesn't have to be money Saris, and he has to reach the age that it says it's in the Nun Hei. So have the Dinim here for Nun Gimel, here for Nun Hei. If he doesn't have to be money Saris, then he doesn't become a Gadol, doesn't become by mitzvah at the age of 20, then he has to sit Hei in the Nun Hei, has to be Higil or Rav Shmoso, has to reach the age of 35. And that's called, it says, Yimeshen HaSeir Behem Shizm Shona. A normal person lives to the age of 70. What a list to the age of 35 is considered Higil HaRev Shnoiso. You give him an honorary degree of godliness. You give him an honorary bar mitzvah, and you can invite him to the minyan, and he can be the Shlech Tzibur, and so on. Sif Yud, Nun Gimel Sif Yud, the Mechaber says that there were some communities where they allowed Ketanim to daven for an Omid Meirev Matzoi Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, so the Mechaber says, Yesh Lam Amisha Yismochu Vein Limchaz Biyod. That's their practice or lesson. Yesh Lam Yitzchut. Yesh Lam Yitzchut Al Mekam Yishin Noad Mekain. So the Ramos says, our practice is not so. Mekam Yishin Noad Mekain, they shouldn't introduce it. Why Dafka and Matzoi Shabbos? And Mishnah Berurah says, not Dafka, that was the meaning, but it's not the name any time Meirev. Why? Because Meirev, you're not being mighty the people with any Chazaras Hashat. You're just saying Kaddish Kedusha Pokus, so that a person can do. That's the whole husband we gave in the Chavis Yoyer. Why the Chavis Yoyer says that Anisha can recite Kaddish. Because she's not the Shmeir. Anisha can't be the Shmeir for the Chazaras Hashat, because Anisha is never served to the minion. So if she's not served to the minion, she can't serve as the Shmeir Tzibah. But Anisha to say Kaddish apparently is okay. So that's the husband and the Chaber here. The Ketanim cannot daven for Anom and Shachris in Minche or Musaf, they have to say Chazaras Hashat, they're mighty the Tzibah. But for Meirev, what are they mighty in Tzibur? They're not mighty anything. So they're just saying Kaddish and Baruch Hu, but that Ekotim is good. That Ekotim is good for. But the Ramah says not so. And then later the Mishnah Berurah says that we hold that Nikar Adin, it's really right like the Ramah. The Chama says, Yesh Olam Etzchus, although it's in the Chama, but the Chalas Yoyah says, Olam Etzchus. But Nikar Adin, they hold the Ramah is right that it's really wrong. Really wrong, you can't really do it. Why can't you really do it? Sounds like the Chum Sefer, no? Sounds like the Chum Sefer that to recite Kaddish and to say Baruch, you also have to be one of the Tzibur. And a cousin is never mature for the minyan, but Nikar Adin, it's wrong.
If a cousin says Baruch, and you answer, so that's like the
Dash Gate self-made Baruch. If there are ten Devarim, then the cousin can serve as a cousin. But if you're all the cousin cannot be mature to a minyan, can he be the Mizamik to say Baruch Hashem
Amen? Doesn't Baruch need a response? Someone saying Baruch
when they need a response? Yeah. Gadol
Elokim. So someone
just
said something
to
respond.
Mm-hmm.
The cutting can initiate.
Yeah. That's what the Mechabah says. Okay. I'm also the draw. Well, why is it wrong? Because he cannot be Mitzvah with the Dominion. I but by my word, all you say is Baruch in Kaddish. So you see, like that's what I'm saying. Against the Chavis Yor, but that's Machlekes. The Chavis says Islam, it's true. That's the Chavis Yor. The Ramos says it's wrong. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara says you can only have a person sit both. The Mechaber already brainwashed you. He's already writing his version of the din. Ein emanim. He's talking about a minui to a shatz kavua. Ein emanim al misha nisman is kan. How does he know goes on shatz kavua? Because there's a steer between two gemaras. The Bi'ur Aloch on page Pei Beis explains it a little, and the Mishkan Nisyankin explains it a lot. Baruch makes a big fuss about this Mishkan Nisyankin. There is a steer between two gemaras. The Gemara in Mishnah in Megillah says a kavua cannot be the shleich tzibur. You have to be a bachiyu. You have to be a bamitzvah. And the Gemara in Chulin says that you have to have Nismalei Kana, he has to have a full beard. And if his beard doesn't grow, so he has to have reached the age that normally the beard would grow. If he shaves, he has to have reached the age that the beard normally would grow, the Ainu, 20 years old. But if his beard actually does grow, if he's not 20, the Ramah says, okay, that's in Siv Zayin, in Siv Ches, page by page. So there's a steer between the two Gemaras. One Gemara says Nismalei Kana, which is way past 13. Boy 13 doesn't have Nismalei Kana. So how can the Mishnah say in Megillah, that a kid is just by mitzvah, you do not show me a method, can daven for an omelet, if the Gemara says in Chulin, you have to have Dafka Mishmah L'Sana. So there are two terutim on this parish. So the tour says that the terrace is, the appointed Ishat Kavua, you have to have Mishmah L'Sana. But to daven once in a while, as long as it's not a cotton, is okay. And the Rambam seems to hold not so, says the left. Here, Bi'ur Aloha says, the Mishnah Rambam says, the Rambam seems to hold not so. The Mishkan Yankov says it's the Ferish Chulas Rav Natra. No, he goes, he says the Rambam is the Ferish like that, even without the Lech Mishnah. You don't need an interpretation of the Ferish. He says you don't let the guy daven for an omelet if it's learning Ismailis Khan, it has to be 20 years old. And Ismailis Khan is the even if he's only 18, the Rambam says. But if there's Mamish, no one else to daven, Lechatchila. You have to have Dafke 18 with a beard or 20 without a beard, Ismailis Khan. But if there's Mamish, no one else, who knows how to daven for an omelet, the Leif Ferish, so then as long as his bar mitzvah is good, that's b'shas at chagor. But we don't, you shouldn't distinguish, he said, you shouldn't distinguish between the kriyas as opposed to the kriyas. It's only a din eim emanim. The Mechaber already writes eim emanim and say kavod atzibur. So he's saying eim emanim is already, he's already giving his interpretation. So the other Rishonim hold that it's not a din of neim emanim as shalt kavua. The din is not really proper that he should be the shleich tzibur. What if the tzibur is mechal on the kavod, the whole din is off. The whole idea of the smallest one is because of kavod atzibur. Well, the tzibah is mechal on the kavod. So the Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't help. Ein tzibah chayim limchal tzedem bozeh. There's a big machlekes in achrayim. There are a lot of dinim. Rabbi Kiveger on the bottom of the Yor HaChaim has a ha'or in a few places. He gives you all the cross references to the different places in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch, all the places in the Gemara, according to Shulchan Aruch, where there's a din with a kavod atzibah. It says that woman should get an aliyah with a kavod atzibah. And Mikra Adin, the Gemara says in if you can lay Kriyas HaTorah, if you're laying this week, Parsha told us you can lay in a Chumash Bereishis. You don't have to have a Chumash Chumash HaTorah B'Glila. You have a Chumash Bereishis, it's good. And when you're laying in Gezoit HaBrach, you can lay in a Chumash Dvon. You don't need the whole Chumash Chumash HaTorah. But when they call it a Tzibur, it looks genaita to Tzibur, that they can't afford to buy a Chumash Chumash HaTorah B'Glila. They have to lay in a separate, little tiny safer, so when they call it a Tzibur, you're not allowed. What if the Tzibur is Mechal on their cover? They just can't afford it. They're so poor, they can't afford to buy Taka like that. But they can't afford to pay a bal koreh. Everybody works with it and can't afford it. Now women in town have nothing to do. So they know how to lane. So the whole reason my women may not lane in shul, may not get an aliyah, and go and cover that seed, but they can't afford it. They can't afford to have such a covenant. They're going broke as it is. So those that see have the right to be mechal on their covenant. So the Kivega shows, it gives you all the ma'amakams, that there's the machlekes achreim about this. So that's why Mishkan Berurah writes, Ena tzibuchan lumcha kreidem bozeh. In this case, he's going to deal with each case individually. He's not going to equate all the cases of Kavod HaTzibur. Maybe in some cases they can, some cases they can. It's a strange idea. Why can't they make a lot of
fun? Is this true even in Yeshiva, where the low-paid people are below the
I don't know. Maybe to begin with, it's not a problem of Kavarat Sira. Chazan has to be able to pronounce the letters properly. Shouldn't have difficulty pronouncing. He has to know the difference between an aleph and an ayin. So, has to be dressed properly. Shouldn't wear shorts. Shouldn't wear dungarees and so on. May cover that tzibut. You see, you gimel. So you mark. May cover that tzibut. Okay, maybe one second. If you have 8, you came on that, 3 or 5, 3 or 10, whatever it was, you come to a new chest of the net. And that's machlokes, how many do you need? Four rabbi means it's no shloshim is nothing. A name has been is not at all a great hakosh. It's a different voice. I made them all shoot him in the Bible from the nether. But I've been a time to explain. If he says, I'll die, explain me, I should have also applied the same idea. I made him a shooter in the Bible from the nether. I can't be mad at the nether without his consent. And maybe even with his consent, because he needs me some echot. So why shouldn't it work even if I specify about echot? He says, no. It's an inbinary that he didn't really mean to make him a shooter from the Bible from the nether. But if he has rabbin, then an inbinary dictates that he did make him a shooter. But this has nothing to do with machlokes 3 or 10. Could be that it's true. Could be that it's true. How many have been a time? I've got time to show him, I've got plenty of things. Could be that it means two, not three. Could be that it's just, I've got yachid is meaning. I've got yachid, I've got to support, I've got to yachid, I've got to yachid. But if it's I've got rabbi, maybe rabbi is two over here. It has nothing to do with the machlokes whether it's 10 or 3. No one holds that it's going to be 10 over here. It could be that no one holds that it's 3. It could be everybody holds that it's 3. It could be everybody holds that it's 2. You're working with a different...